This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in.
There's so much breaking right now. There's so much to cover. It's like, how do you decide? You've got terror attacks happening around the world because of alt-Muslims, but then they want to blame the right for everything. You've got fake news attacking Trump all day long. What happened to the Russia narrative? That disappears as soon as Robert Mueller's team is starting to abandon him. You've got the stock market being used as leverage to remove people from Trump's White House team. It's really unbelievable. You've got a march today where KKK, okay, where, why is the KKK just sprouting up out of nowhere? I mean, what? How is this happening? Okay, so now these freaks are marching, claiming they're KKK, and then, of course, you get the counter-protesters. And then the mainstream news says that the alt-left Antifa protesters are heroes for fighting white supremacists, even though they've been violently protesting in this country since the Women's March, since Berkeley, since you name it. Gerald Celente, we're truly in incredible times. I'm not sure what to expect next.
You know, I just want to follow up on something you said before the break. We talk about the education system. If the education system was working in this country, you think we'd be in the problems that we have? It's a joke. We don't even win places show when you come to OECD statistics and compare it to other countries. Yet they keep stealing our dough for a lousy, stinking, rotten education system. Not only, and then the other thing is, these nonprofits, all of these big universities, whether it's Columbia, NYU, you name the place, they don't pay taxes.
Yeah, they're all in debt, too.
Nonprofits, and the presidents and these guys, their coaches, they make all of these millions of dollars that we're subsidizing.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, when I was talking about the economy, which really we should be focusing on as a nation, and I talked about statistics before, now you're getting out of college with, what, $80,000 in debt? Home ownership right now, Owen, is at 50-year lows. The millennials can't afford them. So what's happened is, oh, you got that degree in worthlessness, huh? I got it in gender studies. Great. You do a lot.
Yes, I got it from university. I got it from State U.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it State U or is it F? Because that's what happens. Yeah, that's what you got.
Well, you just said something that's so key, though, that America wouldn't even think. Like, you have coaches, basketball coaches, football coaches, making millions and millions of dollars. Guess what? At every university, guess who the most highest paid employee is? Either the football or the basketball coach. If these universities spent half as much energy on hiring professors as they did on sports coaches, we might have a chance. We might.
But again, the whole system stinks. By their deeds you shall know them. Look at the shape our country is in. We spend more money on education just about than anybody else in the world. And look, if we were educated people that had brains, do you think we'd be in the problems that we have? So why can't anybody call a spade? Nobody wants to.
Gerald,
oh, that wasn't racist, by the way. Just to make it clear. You know, all you all lefts over there, take it easy.
Yeah, right? They're going to cut that out now.
It goes back way long. A spade is a thing you put in the ground, yeah. Right? Take it easy.
No, they're gonna attack you for that. Gerald, we've got 60 seconds left. Final comments before you go your separate way.
Watch the markets. The markets are going to tell the story here. The markets go down really bad, so does Trump. So, as Alex pointed out, and you did too, with Bannon out, the markets went up. Very key to watch. The markets are going to
Do you think they're going to continue to do this with everyone they want to get ousted? Just use the markets as leverage?
I think they got rid of just about everybody that they want.
I think they're going to come after Kushner. I think they're going to come after Gorka. I think they're going to come after Kellyanne. Not that I even like Kellyanne or them. I'm just
they don't throw that much weight. Kushner is the son-in-law. He ain't going anywhere. I'll see you for dinner.
Gerald Celente, TrendsResearch.com. Powerful information as always. We'll be back on the other side. Lee Stranahan and Roger Stone in studio. Don't go anywhere.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today, I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's been such a powerful broadcast. Alex Jones breaking down, well, him getting attacked in the streets of Seattle. Him breaking down that. We got Bannon ousted. We got the stock market being used as leverage. And all kinds of breaking news with the media trying to incite race war and civil war. We're about to be joined by Lee Stranahan. He's got some updates on Bannon. He's obviously knows what's going on with the Ukrainian Clinton connection. Roger Stone about to join us as well. But, folks, we're able to get all these great guests on. We're able to get these people in studio because of you going to InfoWarsStore.com and taking advantage of our specials, specifically today, the BuzzFeed Mega Specials. All kinds of huge price slashing going on right now at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, 55% off. Survival Shield X2, 55% off. Secret 12, 55% off. All of those highly rated number one products are under $20. You can get that entire stock for under $60. That is a great deal. And it just, the savings continue. Silver Bullet, 66% off. Myco ZX, 46% off. Alexa Pure Water Filter, 25% off. Alexa Pure Breeze, 25% off. And all of this is while supplies last, folks. This is all while supplies last. And most of the time when people do have fill-in hosts, they tell them to plug every segment in and out. That's not what Alex Jones wants me to do. He wants me to cover news. So when we do plug, please support us. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're able to skip breaks. We do it all, and we bring you the news all the time before we even plug. So please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. They want to shut us down. We need to remain independent, and that happens with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm now joined by Lee Stranahan, he's really been at the root of the Clinton-Ukrainian connection that has been ignored for the most part by the mainstream media. Last week, Lee, they gave you a little credit. They started to cover it. But let's start out by talking about Bannon. You know Bannon. You've been in talks with Bannon. What is your reaction right now to the ousting of Steve Bannon?
Well, you know, they say be careful what you wish for because you just might get it. The globalists who pushed Steve Bannon and out have just unleashed the beast, Owen. This is the worst nightmare for them. Steve, Andrew Breitbart and I co-narrated a film Steve Bannon directed called Occupy Unmasked. Anybody who's not seen that, I would suggest rewatching it in the light of what we've seen with the re-up of the race war. That film was very prescient, and Bannon hired me over at Breitbart. Couple things. First off, when Bannon took the job with Trump, this is a guy who likes the microphone. Steve is not shy about his opinions. But he immediately subjugated his own ego to the Trump campaign, and you've only heard from him really a couple of times since then. And that's too bad, because Steve is one of the most articulate believers and supporters in populism out there. So two things. Number one, for the people who are inside the White House and outside the liberals, you just unleashed the beast. But the other problem was after Bannon left Breitbart, they lost it. There's a New York Times article right now, 5,000-word piece on Breitbart. I've been saying this for months, but they say it themselves in this big puff piece in the New York Times about Breitbart. Breitbart wants to be liked, okay? And Andrew Breitbart talked about the danger of that. He said if Alex wanted to suddenly be liked by the establishment, what would that do to InfoWars, right? It would demolish it. They'll never like you. First off, they'll never like you. The only way they'll like you if you're a complete traitor. They'll never like you. And furthermore, you diminish your position. So take Charlottesville, just a simple example. We have the moral high ground. The leftists in the media don't have the moral high ground. Our position is very straightforward. Owen, I'll ask you, just answer without equivocation. Do you oppose political violence?
Absolutely.
Right. That was easy for you to say, right? It's easy for me to say. They can't say it. The leftists can't say it.
This is true.
And even the Republicans can't say it. So we have the moral high ground. We're the people who oppose all political violence. When I see someone who's a white nationalist run a car into people, I'm opposed to identity politics. When I see an Islamist do it, I'm opposed to identity politics. There's not two sides, there's one side. And that's what the Ukrainian story, by the way, really shows. We'll talk about that in a second. But so many Republicans and a lot of libertarians are wimpy. They don't want to take the moral high ground. We have nothing to apologize for. We're against racism. We're against violence, right? That's our side. And we should be proclaiming that on pre-caffeine, Owen, forgive me.
No, don't worry. I got my caffeine, too. And it's an interesting point that you made about Bannon.
Special you got.
It's an amazing point you made about Bannon. I completely agree with you. And it's also complete veritas, everything you broke down. Great points from Lee Stranahan. I'm now joined in studio by Roger Stone. Let's get your quick take real quick. What happened to Bannon?
Well, I think he died of his own hand. I mean, I wrote for the Daily Caller yesterday a piece more in sadness than anger that on the key issues that matter to conservatives, but more importantly to Trump supporters, he just has not stood tall. When Joe Arpaio can't get his calls returned when he calls the White House to tell them how he's being abused by the Trump Justice Department. Something wrong with the system. When Steve Bannon is championing the appointment of Rex Tillerson, whose chief patron is Condoleezza Rice, and we now have a Trump State Department completely peopled with Bush-Romney retreads, there's something fundamentally wrong. I like Steve. I think my worldview is probably closer to his. But on the key issues, on the key fights, he just hasn't weighed in. He's been a bit of a disappointment.
Lee, your take?
Well, first off, hey, Roger, great to see you.
Great to be here.
My view is that when you go up against the establishment, it's very difficult. And I think Bannon was trying to, you got to remember, Bannon's got a military background, right? He's used to chain of command. And I think the big danger here, and I tweeted this at the president today, he doesn't know who his real enemies are. Look, there's three things about Trump that you don't need to be a psychologist to figure out. He likes being flattered. If you punch at him, he punches back twice as hard, and he loves his family. I believe Donald Trump genuinely loves his family. So they figured out how to get to him, and they got to him through his liberal daughter. Ivanka Trump is a New York liberal. The end. Her friends are Chelsea Clinton and Huma Abedin, someone Roger and I have written about extensively before. When your friends Huma Abedin, there's a real problem. And they got to Ivanka at a party that was thrown at Wendy Murdoch's house right in January, where they had Mika Brzezinski and all these other people who hate Donald Trump. And I think Donald Trump has been suckered in. How do you get, I've learned this, Roger, you've worked on many political campaigns, more than I have. But one of the things that I've learned from my work in politics is, no matter how smart you are as an outside consultant, at the end of the day, that candidate answers to their wife, their family, and the guy they went to college with. And it's so frustrating, and I'm sure you've seen this, Roger, where you give good advice to a candidate, and they ignore it because their wife or their daughter or their friend who they grew up with is like, hey, I don't know if you really want to take that position. And so I think Bannon suffered from that. I got to say, I liked everything Steve said in that interview that came out in the American Spectator. I liked everything he said.
I don't disagree with that. And I wouldn't expect him to have a perfect batting record. The problem is that many, many times he just never went to bat. So his supporters out today saying, well, now the White House is completely populated with New York Democrats. True. That's because Steve wouldn't help anybody else who was for Donald Trump get hired in the Trump administration. Now to suddenly complain that you're alone is like murdering your parents and then throwing yourself on the mercy of the court because you're an orphan. In this case, he did not help any allies, not in the departments, not in the cabinet jobs, not in the White House. There aren't many Trump supporters in the Trump administration. Fine men like David Urban or Ed Martin couldn't get a hand up to try to get into the administration to help. These are experienced people. These aren't lightweights. These are political heavyweights, people who played a key role in the election of Donald Trump. Couldn't get the time of day from Steve Bannon.
Yeah, no, I've said that I have not personally heard from Steve since June 27th. When I had a medical issue, I reached out to Steve, told him about it, and he sent back a note on that. I know other people who've said that, well, you may know some of them too, Roger, that Steve wants to avoid this Russia issue. And I work for Sputnik. I host a radio show on Sputnik because they let me say what I want. They don't restrict me in any way, and it's a great platform. But I know for a fact, I'm sure it's worrisome. It's worrisome to some people on the right. There are other people on the right, not just Steve, who are like, oh, well, I don't want to talk to Lee because I don't want to get caught up in this Russia thing. And as I pointed out, this whole Russia story is a lie. You and I were talking about it a year ago before I ever had an inkling I'd work for Sputnik.
Well, my story, Andy, if you're going to limit yourself to talking if you can't talk to people who are under investigation in the Russia matter, then you can't talk to the President of the United States. The investigation's a fraud. It's been a fraud from the beginning.
That's right.
Russian collusion delusion. one of the main reasons why I wanted to get you on today is because there was collusion with a foreign country. There was interference in our elections. There was a presidential candidate working with a foreign power to affect the outcome of the election. Unfortunately for the left, it's not Russia, it's Ukraine. The whole Manafort drama, which we need to get into today, backs into this. And you told me some amazing things the other day that I think our listeners need to learn about the level intensity of the Ukrainian effort to subvert our election.
It's amazing. Lee Stranahan breaks the news of the Ukrainian Democrat collusion, and then all of a sudden the Russia narrative just disappears from the mainstream news every day. Interesting. We'll be right back with Roger Stone and Lee Stranahan.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Owen Schroyer, Roger. Roger Stone, Lee Stranahan, Jedi Council here. We're going to get into the real collusion between the Democrats and Hillary Clinton. Lee Stranahan has been reporting on that. Roger wants to get into some of those details. I pitch it now to Roger Stone.
Lee, when Paul Manafort joined the Trump campaign, really at the end of a string of primaries, as we were moving towards the convention, it became very clear that the Republican establishment both could and would try to steal the nomination from the presumptive nominee. Because the Republican National Committee convention is governed by not federal law or state law, by its own rules, we have a historical precedent. 1952, the nomination was stolen from Robert Taft and awarded to General Dwight D. Eisenhower. So the hire of Manafort struck fear in the hearts not only of the establishment Republicans, but more so Hillary and her friends went into overdrive looking for dirt. And I think when they couldn't find any, they sought to manufacture some because Manafort's reputation as a political gunfighter was very solid. This is a guy who knows how to run a national campaign. And to his credit, I think he was seminal in Trump's nomination and preparation for the general election in terms of building a structure that could function during a general election campaign. At the time that the news broke regarding supposedly illicit payments to Manafort from the a democratically elected or democratically recognized political party in Ukraine, I immediately smelled a rat. And this became a concerted effort to drive Manafort out of the Trump campaign, really at the behest of the Clinton Democrats who feared his leadership and his assistance to Trump. You have now done yeoman research on the backstory of the entire Ukrainian effort to affect the American elections, and that's what I wanted to talk about today. What happened here, Lee?
That's real significant, and a couple things. I was at the press conference where Ted Cruz in Texas basically announced that he was going to fight this. He realized, remember, there was a point in the election where he realized he couldn't win on the popular vote, so he started pursuing a delegate strategy, right? And that's the point they brought Manafort in, and he was a great hire. Now, as you mentioned, in mid-August, stories started to come out in the New York Times, Washington Post, Reuters, every major news outlet. They found a secret ledger in Ukraine, and a prosecutor says Paul Manafort was receiving cash payments in this secret ledger, also called a black ledger, in the Ukraine, okay? Now, let's cut to June 27th of this year, after the election. The same prosecutor who announced that secret ledger comes out and says, lo and behold, oops, no, Manafort's name is not in that. There were no cash payments. That's what he said. Now, how many media outlets do you think reported that? The Times, nobody. Bloomberg is the only people I found who reported it. CNN mentioned it literally at the bottom paragraph, the last paragraph of the story attacking Manafort. Okay? Now, anybody who looks into this, now, by the way, the other thing you would assume from this Trump-Russia narrative is that Paul Manafort, he's Russia connected. It's very clear Manafort was actually giving Yanukovych, the president of the Ukraine, advice to move away from Russia, to move towards the EU. It's exactly the opposite of what the media is portraying, right? So the fact that they reported the secret ledger, but they didn't report the retraction by the same person was significant. Then, because I've been reporting on this, I was contacted by a source as close to this as you can possibly get in the Ukraine. And they sent me information about an investigation that had been opened in the Ukraine. I reported this 2 weeks ago. It's very important. I reported this 2 weeks ago. And I showed the material to other people because I wanted to put a flag in the ground that I did it. I didn't want to burn the source. Now, just a couple of days ago, it's confirmed what I said. You'll notice these stories indicate that the investigation was opened on August 1st. Okay, the story came out in Politico a couple days ago, this story here, and the caller one, they say that Parliament members demanding more information. If you dig down into the story, you'll see the investigation was actually started on August 1st. So that takes us to that. This is election interference. It was a false story. They've now retracted it. And the rest of the story involves how the DNC was directly involved, I think illegally, in doing this.
So the Clintons get to collude with Ukraine. The Clintons get to try to impact elections all around the world. The Clintons get to have all of this hush money and all these foundations. But it's Trump. Trump's not allowed to say anything. Trump's not allowed to do anything. Trump is the one colluding with Russia, even though there's no evidence.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So the Clintons literally get to get away with everything, colluding with Russia, colluding with Ukraine. Hillary Clinton gets to say black people are predators and need to be brought to heel. Clintons just get away with everything, and then they use their attack dogs in the mainstream media to go after Trump. Now, Lee Stranahan, we've got 7 minutes left with you. Let's get a boil down of everything we were just getting into with Roger Stone.
Well, yeah, sure. The big thing here to look at, there was a political article back in January that started to outline this. And that political article points out that there's a DNC operative named Alexandra Chalupa. She worked in the Clinton White House. She was a DNC operative from 2004 to 2016. And she's the one who met with the Ukrainians. Not only that, she also met with a group of journalists, Ukrainian journalists, at something called the Open World Leadership Center. This is significant because this is not legal. The Open World Leadership Center is a branch. It's part of the Library of Congress. It's supposed to, by statute, be nonpartisan. She was using it for partisan purposes. Now, the other thing that I want to point out, and this is a story that was also reported that relates, after the election, so Donald Trump's elected in November, Alexandra Chalupa works with a guy named Brett Kimberlin. Brett Kimberlin's a convicted bomber. He bombed, lit off 5 or 6 bombs, I forget the exact number, in Indiana in the late 70s, early 80s, to cover up an investigation into a murder he was being investigated for. So he goes into prison, he gets out of prison, and he becomes a Democrat activist. He becomes a liberal activist. He starts a group called Justice Through Music Project. He starts a group called Velvet Revolution, okay? And he does a lot of work in Ukraine when he gets out of business. He eventually marries someone who's Ukrainian, who he met when she was 14, by the way. I should point that out as well. Why do I mention this guy? Because Alexander Chalupa, the DNC operative, used Brett Kimberlin as the bag man to pay a foreign national to fly to this country and to meet with Democrat leaders where they discussed how to keep Trump from taking office. Now, this was reported later, ironically enough, by BuzzFeed. They didn't mention Chalupa's name, but they did mention all the events. And then the Daily Caller followed up and said it was Alexandra Chalupa. I've subsequently interviewed witnesses who confirm every aspect of this story. The Democrats are, in my opinion, clearly money laundering here, and an investigation needs to be called. Now, by the way, the two guys to watch on this are Chuck Grassley and Steve King, both from Iowa.
Senate Judiciary Committee.
Well, and Grassley's pointed out the Ukrainian connection, and so has King. This is a story, and I'll put it like this. You just showed, Politico said, the Ukrainian government is looking into DNC collusion. Try to Google that. Anybody, use Google, use DuckDuckGo, no, the New York Times, the Post, nothing. Nothing at all. Now, you said, Owen, correctly, that the Democrats can get away with this. Why can they get away with this? We have to realize that we're fighting an asymmetrical information war here, right? They control the mainstream media, the established media, including Fox, and they do this through repetition. If they talk about a story, they smeared Roger. I know the details of that story. All they have to do is say Roger Stone colluded with the Russians. People see the headline. They don't read that he dealt with somebody who's never been proven to be Russian. After a month and a half after the hack, they never point that out. So we need to fight the information war here asymmetrically and realize, look, the founding fathers beat the Redcoats. Does that make sense? And the way they did it was not trying to fight them one-on-one. And that's one of the reasons I'm actually glad Bannon's out of the White House, actually, because I hope he speaks up. I hope he starts speaking up again. I think he will. You know, Steve is a brawler, and I agree with Roger. Steve has not demonstrated that since he's been in the White House, and I hope that comes out. But again, God bless you, Roger. God bless you here at InfoWars for fighting this information war in an asymmetrical way. That's the only way to do it. But all people have to do to get red-pilled on this is look up what they tell you and what they don't tell you. They print the story. They don't print the retraction. It's stunning, actually. It's very stunning.
Well, what's really significant here, I think, is that the Ukrainian connection and the Ukrainian collusion to assist Hillary has to be viewed now in light of the information that the Ukrainians have supplied missile technology to the North Koreans to make their missiles more viable and more accurate. This puts the whole thing in an entirely new light. The other question I get constantly that I want to address is about the raid at Manafort's home on the 26th of last month by the FBI, where they kicked in the door, the front door, then they kicked in the door of the bedroom where he was sleeping with his wife. The purpose of this raid was intimidation. They're trying to squeeze Manafort. They want him to bear false witness against the president. Mueller wants him to testify that, yes, I colluded with the Russians, and yes, Trump knew everything. I know Paul Manafort 45 years. That is never going to happen. Never. They want him to lie, and he won't lie. But that's what that was all about. This is the heavy, oppressive hand of Mr. Mueller in the kind of tactic that you use on drug dealers, not political operatives.
Let me go further. Here's another story that you probably know about, Roger. It's been completely not covered. Do you know about the blackmail claim? And do you know about the hacking of Manafort's daughter, Jess?
Yes.
Do you know about that?
Yes.
That's a major story. And by the way, who was attacking him? Ukrainians. The same guy who supplied that ledger, Leschenko, he's a Ukrainian politician. He's the one who Manafort had to, I think, file a suit against and file a police report against, saying this person's trying to blackmail me. And Paul Manafort's daughter was hacked. You never hear that in the news, right? He was hacked. So it's not just government intimidation. It's black ops intimidation and literal hacking of his daughter. Now, the other thing that's interesting is they never print Manafort. Again, Manafort, I'll tell you the best article, as you well know, Paul Manafort's father was the mayor of New Britain, Connecticut. I was doing some research in Connecticut newspapers. It was either the Hartford Courant or the New Britain paper, had the longest quote I've ever read in the media from Manafort. And he lays out, now, he was urging Yanukovych to move towards the EU, not to move towards Russia. The recent Washington Post story shows that when people were trying to set up meetings between Trump and the Russians, if they were trying to do that, if they were suggesting it, who was coming out against it? Even the Washington Post admits that. Paul Manafort, right? This is a complete smear job. I don't know Manafort at all. I've never spoken to him at all. But just as a researcher, it's a complete smear. The other thing that's really significant is what I've been reporting this week about Charlottesville. Charlottesville, if you just look up Ukraine torch march, you'll find exact duplicates of what we saw in Charlottesville in Ukraine in 2013. And here's something else. I don't know if you know this, Roger. David Duke, the white supremacist who was at Charlottesville, he has a doctorate, right? He calls himself Dr. David Duke. Do you have any idea where David Duke, if you had a guess, what country he might have gotten that from?
The island of Island State University?
No, it's Ukraine. But no. Yeah, it's Ukraine. Look it up. Just look up David Duke, Ukraine. He's got extensive connections. What happened in the Ukrainian coup is the United States, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, John McCain, the CIA, and the media, we overthrew, and all funded by George Soros, we overthrew the government of the Ukraine and put in literal neo-Nazis. Anyone can look up S-V-O-B as in boy, O-D-A, Svoboda. Svoboda, there you go, right there. That's from David Duke's own site, bragging about his Ukrainian connections. So when I started to notice this, and I started to notice, could you go back to the picture of the torch march for a second? Go back to the last picture if you can.
There you go.
See those flags there with the red and black on them? That's the flag of the Ukrainian insurgent army who killed, these are actual Nazi collaborators. In World War II, they killed 60,000 Jews and Poles, okay? That flag is the blood and soil flag. The top red stripe is for blood. The bottom is for soil. In Charlottesville, the guy who crashed the car into people can be seen walking down the street chanting blood and soil.
Yeah.
So when I started to notice this, this is what they're trying to do. I'll give it to you real quickly. They want to gin up a race war. They want to gin it up from both sides. And then they want to use that for a literal coup. If they can't get the coup, they'll take impeachment. If they can't get the impeachment, they'll take just an electoral victory, destroying Trump electorally. But mark my words. calories. This is their goal, and they're going to do it by getting these. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, anybody who knows my journalism, but if ever there's a false flag operation investigation required, it's this situation in Charlottesville that the media jumped on.
And the DOJ is apparently investigating more into this. You guys, thank you so much, Lee Stranahan, for breaking all this down. Check out his website, thepopulist.us, and the CJS doesn't stand for Conspiracy Journalism School, Citizen Journalism School. Thank you so much, Lee.
Thank
all right, so not only, Roger, are they trying to smear Donald Trump with the fake news and ignore all the Ukrainian collusion, we know that. They're trying to also censor the internet, rig up all of these social media platforms so that the average individual can't get the full scope, can't get the full truth, just what the powers that be have decided you are allowed to see. And another great example of that is that Gab has been removed from the Android App Store. This is breaking news, just happened yesterday, clearly an attempt to stop a new independent social media from forming. We're now joined by Andrew Torba, the creator of Gab. Andrew, were you expecting this? Did you see this coming? What happened here?
Well, no, we didn't. We've actually been on Google's Play Store for a number of months now, and we had no inclination that this was coming. We knew it was always a possibility, but it just came out of nowhere. They said, goodbye, you're off the App Store, have fun, for hate speech. You know, it's very peculiar because you have to ask yourself, why was our app removed after being in the store for months without any issues? You know, just a week after we publicly endorsed James Damore's Google manifesto and offered him a job, and just a day after we raised $1 million, 500,000 of which was raised within 24 hours, mind you. So you really have to ask yourself these questions.
Well, Andrew, first of all, I really dig your pajamas. I hope we didn't wake you up. Just kidding. You know, this comes in the wake of the extraordinary news that Diamond and Silk were taken off of YouTube, one of the most popular, outspoken supporters of Donald Trump. I love those women. I think they're very funny. I think they're very effective in getting their message across. Now they're harassing Gab, where I'm a proud participant. This is part and parcel of an effort that should be addressed by the Assistant Attorney General for Antitrust in the Trump administration, except for that job is vacant. Unfortunately, Steve Bannon made no effort to fill that job. We don't even know when the job is filled, that the person, man or woman who fills it will be copacetic with this mission. But they should be, because the rise of a vibrant, robust alternative media is what allows for the election of Donald Trump.
I'm just curious, Andrew, did they give an example of hate speech?
No, we got no examples. We got no, you know, screenshots or, you know, here, this user said this. And actually, Roger, I completely agree. And we're in talks right now with Ron Coleman, who famously won the Slants Supreme Court case, you know, landmark First Amendment, you know, win. And we're speaking with him, you know, about our options here, because you're absolutely correct. What we have here is a duopoly, right? You know, between Facebook or between, you know, Apple and Google, rather, you know, they own and control 95% of the market for app distribution. And, you know, not having an app on those stores for, in Apple's case, objectionable content, and in Google's case, hate speech, is absolutely absurd when we have, you know, 12,000-plus death threats to the President of the United States on Twitter. It's insanity.
Well, hold on a second. I'm so glad that you brought that up. One of the top trends on Twitter, I'm not sure if it was yesterday or the day before, was assassinate President Trump. You have members of our government calling for the assassination of Donald Trump. How is that hate speech allowed on Twitter, on Facebook, but then Gab gets removed with zero examples? I think we know the answer.
Oh, of course. No, of course we know the answer. It's a double standard, and it's a quintessential example of the ideological echo chamber that exists in Silicon Valley. The reality is that we are a threat to the Silicon Valley robber barons. Again, we raised $1 million in about 38 days, 500,000 of which came in about 24 to 48 hours. We've openly spoken out against their ideological echo chamber and their biases and double standards towards Trump supporters. You know, I have friends inside of Facebook, inside of Google, inside of Twitter, who are messaging me and saying, like, I'm fearing for my job. I'm fearing for my livelihood. And it's terrible. My heart goes out to them for being in this position to have
just to like what happened at Google. Just like what happened at Google.
Exactly. They're afraid that they're next. But I have a feeling that James Damore will not be the last person, you know, to stand up and fight back against this. And I actually had the opportunity to speak with him last night. And, you know, we're building an alternative technology alliance here. If we have to rebuild the entire internet from the ground up, infrastructure, communication, DDoS protection, as you, you know, we will do it. Whatever it requires, we will do it, and we will plow ahead, and we will win. We have the people on our side, and we have truth and the freedom of expression and liberty on our side.
Well, I don't know if you realize this, Andrew, but you're 100% accurate. Here's a story from The Guardian today. Women say they quit Google because of racial discrimination. I was invisible. As Google reels from the fallout over a controversial diversity memo, multiple women say they faced regular discrimination and ultimately left. There it is. Liberal Google. Women leaving. People just leaving because they don't get a fair shot. They don't get a fair say.
This entire issue is why I've affiliated myself with a group called FreeOurInternet.org, where they are doing yeoman work pointing out how Google, Facebook, Twitter, Amazon are running as essentially a jihad to shut down free speech and free expression. See, I think the left understands that that the election of Trump would never have been possible without the free and mass-based internet. Now they're trying to get the toothpaste back in the tube. So the only news you get will be mainstream media. No Gab, no InfoWars, no Daily Caller. And they will fail.
Or they just want to put the cap on the tube so that we can't continue to force this information out there. One more segment with Andrew Torba, and then Roger Stone takes over the fourth hour. This is the Alex Jones Show.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Trying to purge the internet, folks. They're trying to go for full control over the internet. They want to regulate it, and it's not to protect you. It's to protect themselves from the truth being put out there against their lies, against their false narratives. The crew's about to print me another story. Some other people are getting banned on YouTube. We see this going on. They demonetized us. They demonetized Paul Joseph Watson. They censor us on Twitter. But now they're just going to try to erase us entirely. If you dare. You know what, Andrew Torba? How dare you? How dare Andrew Torba try to create a competitive app with Twitter? Don't you know that Twitter runs the world now? How dare you compete with Twitter? How dare you?
Right. It's terrible. The free market is just such a terrible thing. The ability to have, the freedom of choice to choose an alternative platform aside from the three or four that own and control and operate and fund every meaningful access point to the internet, every meaningful access point to hardware in terms of technology. God forbid somebody stands up and says, let's build something new and start over.
So I got this story here just came out from the National Review, I don't know this guy's name, but you've got other people getting banned from YouTube now. Apparently there's a Muslim man, Ahmad Musa Jabru and Abu Halima, I'm sorry if I butchered your names, who have now been banned on YouTube because they're Muslims and they dare comment on radical Muslim terror. I mean, they dare comment on alt-Muslim terror. And I want to coin a phrase right now. I can't take credit for it. I have to give Daria credit. She actually coined this phrase. All these people protesting in the streets, all these people that hate Trump, all these people that we see on Twitter calling us racists, they're alt-Americans. You want to call us alt-right? You want to start throwing the alt around, alt this, alt that, everything's alt? You're alt-Americans. All of these people that hate Trump, all these congressmen, all these people in government that want to call for Trump's assassination, everybody in the media, you're all alt-Americans.
I think Silicon Valley fits into that narrative as well. You know, they love preaching about how net neutrality is so important, but I think it's pretty irrelevant when you have a handful of companies that can just no platform and unperson complete groups and individuals off the internet.
Yeah, just erase you entirely.
Exactly.
And as you pointed out, Twitter doesn't give you the rights over your content. There's been other people that point this out as well. If you're on Twitter and you've got all this stuff, all this great content that you created, well, they can just erase that. Goodbye. Exactly. Yep. Gone. And then you have nothing.
Yeah. I mean, there are people that I know that have spent, 8 years on Twitter building up a following of 50, 100,000 people. They have 10,000 plus tweets, whatever, and they wake up and it's gone. And, we're seeing the same thing on YouTube where, if you're a content creator on YouTube and your job every day is to produce content, and you wake up and 65, in Paul Joseph Watson's case, 95% of his videos demonetized, how can you expect to make a living? And that's very scary stuff that they have that much power. And that's what we're seeing now is they're going after the money. So first it was, okay, let's silence them. Let's use artificial intelligence to automatically flag their accounts and shadow ban them. And, then we'll ban them completely. And now they're going after the money. So they're demonetizing YouTube channels. They're no platforming people from PayPal and other payment processing systems. And that's why I think cryptocurrency is really going to be the solution to that. And that's why Gab is planning to launch our own cryptocurrency as fast as we can with an initial coin offering to solve that problem.
Well, you've done what is the answer to all this, and that's creating a new platform, competing with these people. That's the answer. I mean, that is the most Americana answer. If you think there's all these racists running around and all, then compete with them. Then beat them. That's America. That's capitalism. Beat them. But they're trying to end the capitalism society. They're trying to end the free market. But you've done the right thing. You created Gab to compete with Twitter. Now we need people to create something to compete with Google, like DuckDuckGo. We need people to create something that competes with YouTube. I think it's called YouNow or something like that. It's time to compete with these people because we will
crush them. Just look at InfoWars. Look at us. Keep drawing attention to us. Keep plugging our products. Keep plugging our website. We will crush you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.